Business Navigator. Charting dynamic courses for sustainable business design. In today's complex and ever-changing business environment, organizations constantly pursue transformative strategies to maintain resilience and competitiveness in volatile markets. RoundMap's Business Navigator is a holistic compass for navigating this labyrinth and landscape. This comprehensive guide is more than a strategic roadmap. It's an integrated framework that enables sustainable business design by aligning strategic goals, operations, and ethical imperatives. Unlike conventional roadmaps that imply a linear or one-way journey, the Business Navigator embodies a dynamic, cyclical ethos. It appreciates the interconnected nature of business operations, allowing for continuous adaptation and iteration in response to emerging challenges and opportunities. RoundMap's Business Navigator is structured around five pivotal stages. Discovery stage. Uncovering new opportunities, concepts, and ideas. Design stage. Developing and refining concepts for implementation. Development stage. Bringing designed concepts to fruition and creating tangible results. Direction stage. Ensuring optimal execution and tracking performance. Profit distribution stage. Equitably sharing the captured value among stakeholders. The Navigator contains four cyclical stages, stages 2 to 5, while decisions made in stage 5, concerning the profit distribution, greatly determine the sustainability of a business. Stage 1, the discovery stage, describes the dynamics at the start of a business venture but should be reinvoked, for instance, when products mature and there is no more profit left to distribute. In a scheme, it looks like this. Notice the pivot between cycles. Each stage is infused with questions that prompt deep reflection, designed to guide you toward constructing a prosperous enterprise that contributes meaningfully to a more equitable society. Rooted in the concept of a symphony of strengths, the blueprint accentuates the unique competencies of each individual within your organization, fostering a collaborative environment centered on collective value creation. Growth is an unbounded, relentless surge toward excellence. It's a dance of agility, a symphony of adaptation, and a canvas for relentless innovation. It's not mere advancement, it's our testament to constant evolution. Edwin Corver. This Business Navigator is indispensable for leaders committed to making a profound impact by deftly navigating through complex business ecosystems. It is the cornerstone for building impactful, equitable, and sustainable enterprises. With its intricate layers of guidance on performance metrics, outcome yields, and value distribution, RoundMap's Business Navigator harmonizes rational and emotional dimensions into a cohesive strategy, becoming a compelling conductor's score for today's complex business symphony. 1. Discovery stage. The discovery stage is a critical phase where ideas germinate and are subjected to their first viability tests. Drawing upon Steve Blank's customer development method provides a proven framework for ensuring that a venture is customer-centric, a vital aspect often overlooked. Patrick Moore labels this stage the innovation zone, distinguishing it from the implementation zones. This zone focuses on design thinking and other contemporary methodologies for ideation and validation, enabling an enterprise to map out the uncharted territories of customer needs. This stage of RoundMap's Business Navigator requires rigor in evaluating a value proposition, assessing its credibility, distinguishability, and identifiability. It is an essential step towards avoiding common pitfalls at later stages. By addressing the four pillars of feasibility, viability, desirability, and sustainability, we want to create value while ensuring the venture can sustain itself long-term. By grounding this stage in multifaceted considerations, we create a robust foundation for ventures to grow in a manner that's innovative, equitable, and resilient. 2. Design stage. The design stage serves as a crucial bridge. While the innovation zone is fertile ground for ideation and validation, the incubation zone becomes the platform where these vetted ideas evolve into tangible business opportunities. It's where theory meets practice, but with a protective buffer that allows for experimentation without jeopardizing the integrity of the core business. The design stage features an orchestrate and iterate approach, providing a space for blueprinting value propositions, developing prototypes, and setting up initial market tests. It prepares the groundwork for scalable operations, aligning the feasibility, viability, desirability, and sustainability metrics established during the discovery stage. After the optimization of the business strategy, the design stage can be modified to include a refine and execute approach. This approach would involve refining the value propositions, prototypes, and market tests developed during the orchestrate and iterate phase. The refined value propositions would be tested in the market to validate their viability and desirability. The prototypes would be further developed to ensure their feasibility and sustainability. The market tests would be conducted to assess the scalability of the operations. The refined value propositions, prototypes, and market tests would then be executed to create tangible business opportunities. The design stage can be modified to include a flex and pivot approach to adapt to changing circumstances. This approach would involve flexibly adapting the value propositions, prototypes, and market tests to changing circumstances. The value propositions would be adapted to meet the market's changing needs. The prototypes would be adapted to meet the changing needs of the business. The market tests would be adapted to meet the customer's changing needs. The adapted value propositions, prototypes, and market tests would then be pivoted to create new business opportunities. In each scenario, the design stage serves as a crucial bridge between the innovation and implementation zone. It enables an ecosystem that bridges the often chasm-like gap between novel ideas and operationalized products or services. The incubation zone acts as a pivotal transition space, acting as a sieve that only lets through innovative and operationally viable ventures. The base plan, orchestration zone. The base plan of the design stage includes our trifecta of organizational dynamics, business model, and behavioral dynamics, making a comprehensive framework. Organizational dynamics. This aspect ensures that the culture and internal capabilities are aligned and equipped to bring the new venture to life. The organizational culture plays a pivotal role in the successful transition of a project from the innovation zone to actual development. A misalignment here could be fatal to even the most promising of ventures. Business model. Central to this stage is the blueprint for how the company will deliver value to the customers and capture value for itself. We refer to it as value circle orchestration, which encapsulates the idea that value creation is not just a linear process but a holistic, circular one involving various internal and external stakeholders. Behavioral dynamics. Understanding market trends and customer behavior ensures the new venture is aligned with existing or foreseeable demand. This can include everything from consumer psychology to broader economic trends that might influence the viability of the new venture. These components ensure a balanced approach considering internal capabilities, external market factors, and overarching strategic alignment. The business model in the center is the keystone that holds the other elements in place, ensuring that the venture is feasible and strategically sound in the long term. The game plan, orchestration zone. The game plan then provides the more tactical considerations, where the rubber meets the road. Breaking down the business model into the operating and revenue models aligns well with Geoffrey Moore's zones and effectively bridges strategy with execution. Operating model. Designing the productivity zone. This part focuses on the internal capabilities required to deliver on the value proposition. It involves operational logistics, production capabilities, quality assurance measures, scalability, and all the other behind-the-scenes activities crucial for value creation. Revenue model. Designing the performance zone. This is about monetizing the value created and defining how the company will capture part of the value it delivers to customers. It may include revenue streams, pricing strategies, customer acquisition and retention, and other market-facing activities. Since this is the incubation zone, this is still in the realm of design and planning, not yet in execution. It's a crucible where the venture is subjected to rigorous analysis and hypothetical testing, ensuring that it does so once it moves on to the development stage with a robust blueprint. The game plan aligns all of these elements. It enables the venture to pass from ideas into actionable strategy while constantly referring back to the company's concentric vision to ensure strategic coherence. Key design considerations is the organizational culture designed to be inclusive and equitable. And how is this credibility established? How does the business model distinguish itself in delivering equitable value to all stakeholders? What mechanisms are in place to identify and prioritize trends desirable to the consumer and sustainable for society? Is the design feasible regarding technical and organizational capacity while also being financially viable? How is the long-term sustainability of the venture ensured in the design stage? Are equity and inclusion metrics incorporated into the design evaluation? How are partnerships and collaborations evaluated for alignment with our values? What governance structures are proposed for equitable decision-making? How is customer feedback incorporated into the design process? Are there contingency plans for pivoting the design to meet evolving societal needs and expectations? Integrating values and equitability values. Integrate a set of core ethical principles into the design guidelines and ensure they are disseminated across the organization. Create a set of design heuristics that specifically aim to identify and mitigate any ethical or social justice concerns. Equitability. Develop protocols for inclusive decision-making. Allocate resources to ensure equitable access to opportunities to participate in the design process, whether through funding, mentorship, or specialized training. 3. Development stage. The development stage, encapsulated in the action plan, is the engine room of the ongoing business. It encapsulates the essential activities related to value creation, value delivery, and value capture, translating the strategic insights and planning from the discovery and design stages into tangible business operations. The multi-compartment layout of the action plan adds a layer of nuance that's often missing in conventional business models. Business dynamics, value creation. This compartment includes what Michael Porter calls support activities, like organizational infrastructure, HR, technology development, and procurement. These aren't just supporting elements but core to creating value, echoing the equitability theme by highlighting the importance of each organizational function. Customer dynamics, value delivery. These are the primary activities in Porter's value chain: marketing and sales, service, outbound logistics, etc. This is where the business directly interacts with the market, and customer experience is forged. Market dynamics, value capture. This adds an external dimension, focusing on the competitive landscape, regulatory environment, and other factors that impact how well the enterprise can monetize the value it creates. Companies must weave a suitable organizational fabric of effectiveness by aligning their capabilities, functions, processes, and so on. This is a cornerstone of the action plan stage, the engine room of ongoing business operations. This comprehensive and integrated plan ensures that the business survives and thrives, aligning with its concentric vision, mission, purpose, and values. 4. Direction stage. In the direction stage of the business navigator, comprehensive performance measurement is a vital guidepost for an organization's journey toward operational excellence and sustainable growth. By employing a multidimensional dashboard, the blueprint provides an expansive yet focused lens on key performance indicators, KPIs, segmented across business, customer, and market dynamics. The core KPIs are the specific growth rates identified: output growth rate for business performance, revenue growth rate for customer performance, and SHAR growth rate for market performance. They are designed to provide a robust framework for tracking success in the various compartments of the business. These growth rates are supported by types of intelligence that enable data-driven decision-making. Business intelligence focuses inward, offering critical insights into operational efficiency and the organization's internal workings. Customer intelligence, on the other hand, serves as an external lens, aiding in understanding consumer behaviors and needs, thereby informing the development of compelling value propositions. Market intelligence provides a broader outlook, giving organizations the foresight to anticipate market trends. From shifting consumer preferences to changes in the competitive landscape. Overall, the direction stage aligns an organization's strategic goals with the day-to-day realities of business operations. It ensures that decision-making is informed and effective, aligning perfectly with the concentric vision, mission, purpose, and values guiding the enterprise. 5. Profit distribution stage. The profit distribution stage is the ultimate litmus test for the venture's overall effectiveness, encapsulated by the return on venture and the value chain yield. This KPI essentially focuses on the entire business model, summarizing the efficacy and impact of your business across supply and demand chains. Values and equitability in the distribution of returns are critical factors. If the value chain yield is the final score, then how the yield is distributed speaks volumes about the company's ethical and social commitments. How are rewards shared among stakeholders, employees, shareholders, and the community? Is there a fair distribution mechanism that acknowledges and rewards everyone equitably for their contribution to the yield? The choices made here affect the organization's internal morale, reputation, and role in the larger societal context. The profit distribution stage is a unique opportunity to manifest the company's core values. It ensures a just, fair, and inclusive distribution mechanism, fosters a work environment where individuals are proud of their collective contribution, and promotes sustainable growth in harmony with social responsibility. This stage captures the essence of making a decisive choice about the distribution of profits for the business's long-term success.